Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Jessica on recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring? Hello?
Hello. Yes.
Hi. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's your name?
Yes. Najee Cheeseborough.
Najia, okay. Hi, nice to meet you. And would you like to see if you meet
Likewise.
the would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes, please.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that the law firm as well?
Yes, I do not have anybody representing me.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with
Excuse me.
cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear. What kind of cancer was it?
Ovarian cancer.
And what year were you diagnosed with that?
This year.
This year. Okay. Do you know
Yes.
the what month?
March.
March.
March of this year. Yes.
Okay. And then, did you use the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, okay. And do you remember the diagnosing hospital or facility that you were
Yes.
diagnosed at? Okay.
Yes. Excuse me.
It's okay.
In that hospital, would you
If
like the name?
yes.
Sorry. Penn Presbyterian Medical Center. I have a cough I cannot get rid of.
Medical center in where? What city?
It's Penn Presbyterian Medical Center. That's in Philadelphia, PA.
Philadelphia, okay. On North 39th Street.
Yes, 51 North 39th Street.
Okay. Do you know the doctor that diagnosed you? Their name?
Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Kelly DeSosa Sanders, OBGYN.
Okay, one moment. And then, were you diagnosed in Pennsylvania then, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And let's see, did you use the hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay, and on average, how many times per year do you think you were using it?
Well, 5 to 6 times.
6 times, okay. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
3/3/86.
3/3/1986.
Yes.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. Okay. And do you know of any other friends, loved ones that also used hair relaxer and was injured by it?
I know plenty of people that use hair relaxers.
Okay. And then as far as the states you used the product in, was it just Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. And then estimately, What year did you, and this is just best to your knowledge, what year did you first start using the hair relaxer?
Oh, wow. 2002.
2002. Okay. And
Yeah.
roughly when did you stop?
This year,
This year.
twenty
Okay.
twenty four.
So roughly 22 years total then. And did you use the relaxer in a salon, home, or both?
Just in the salon.
Salon. Okay. Do you know, let's see. Do you know what brand was used?
L'Oreal, Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. Okay. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Yes, because you
I
said you
was
were,
diagnosed this year.
yeah, so you did use it
This
2 or more years. And then, next year, the medical treatment information. What kind of treatment did you receive? What type? If you have.
chemotherapy, immunotherapy, complete hysterectomy surgery, and pain medications.
Okay, thank you. And then I'm assuming you had the treatments this year.
Yes.
Oh, okay, roughly in March, I believe you said
Yes.
earlier. Okay. And then
Yes.
were you treated by the same doctor that diagnosed
No, my
you?
treating doctor,
Oh.
it was the oncologist, Dr. Janos.
Janos?
Janos, yes.
Okay, one moment. At was that also done at Penn?
Penn Presbyterian.
Okay. One moment here. Do you know how his last name is spelled?
It's T like Tom, A like Adam, N like Nancy, Y like yellow, and I like ivory.
Okay, I see here.
Excuse me.
No, you're
I'm
good.
so sorry.
It's okay. But it was done at the Penn location. And then next year, the injured party information. So you said the main injury was the ovarian cancer. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And then can you spell your first name for me?
It's N like Nancy, A like Adam, J like John, I like Ivory, YY as in yellow, A as in Adam, H as in Henry.
Okay, perfect. And then your last name?
It's C like Charlie, H like Henry, EE like Edward, S like Sam. E like Edward, B as in boy, O as in orange, R as in Ryan, O as in orange. It's long, I know.
Well, thank you. And then for the medical record release forms, your social?
It's 174-66-8450.
Okay, and again, 174-668-4450.
Yes.
Okay. And then we do have an email here. It looks like it's your first name, last name at yahoo.com.
That is accurate.
Okay, and
Yeah, I'm old
then
school.
is the 267-324-7442 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, then what is your mailing address?
It's 1836 McKellen Street. That's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19145.
It was McKelling Street.
Yes. Yes.
And then what city?
That's Philadelphia, PA.
And I'm so sorry. McClellan, is that MCL, or excuse me, MCCL?
Oh, no, yeah, it's MCC. Yes. LELLAN Street.
Okay, perfect. Sorry. And then there would be a medical record to show your cancer diagnosis and type, at least with the doctor.
My doctor has that. That is accurate.
Yeah, okay. And then lastly, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
I don't have one to add.
Okay, no worries. And then
unfortunate.
The next part here, is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes, and what forms are you sending, just for clarification purposes?
So, yes, it's going to be the retainer for the law firm. Once the forms are signed,
okay,
they'll reach out just to re-verify everything once more and then to introduce themselves. So you'll look out for a call from them. And then also have
okay
in there the medical record release forms for them to request your records.
All right.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
So just
perfect.
Look out for my email, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to send it via text and email. Just bear with me, and they'll put you on a brief hold while I prep them up and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
No problem.
Okay.
Thank
bear with
you.
Me. Thank you.